How's it going, everybody? This is Unpolished Podcast episode 3047. Holy shit! How did we reach 3,000 episodes, guys? This is crazy. I've been doing this podcast for 15 years. That would be depressing. That would be really, really depressing. If I did do this podcast for 15 years and it was exactly the same as how it is. In 15 years, where do I want this podcast to be? I don't know. I want to sell it to Spotify, just like Joe Rogan. No, I don't know. Ideal situation would be maybe have like famous guests. Talk to George Clooney. Does Gen Z even know who George Clooney is? I don't know. I feel like they know is like Logan Paul. Is that the George Clooney of Gen Z? Logan Paul and I don't know. I can't even name any other like young hotshots. They're all fucking YouTubers. Like young people, like I swear to God, like people who are like 5 and 6, and don't ask me how I know 5 or 6 year olds, but I just do. I just do. People who are 5 or 6, they treat YouTubers as their celebrities. Whereas when I was 5 and 6, like it was the people on TV, you know? It was like the Steve from Blue's Clues and shit, but like, you know, for people who are like Gen Z, like they consider like PewDiePie, who I think was the biggest YouTuber for like so many years, they consider that guy old. Like there are generations of fucking YouTubers that, you know, Gen Z won't even fucking, won't even pay attention to because they're like, oh, they're the old school YouTubers. That is crazy. I fucking grew up when YouTube was coming up. So if you were a YouTuber, by that nature, you were a rising star and a young gun or whatever. But now you can be a YouTuber and just be like an old, oh, that's a YouTuber for fucking old people. Imagine that shit. Isn't that crazy? Like 50 years from now, we might be thinking like, oh man, that TikToker's for 65-year-olds. I don't watch that TikToker. I don't even know if TikTok is going to last until we're 65. Like Facebook? Facebook is dead. No one uses Facebook anymore except for like 65-year-olds who live in Florida and have like a picture of an orange as their profile picture. Those are the only people who use Facebook. Like if you're young, like if you're under 40 and you use like Facebook consistently, I mean, you're about to write a manifesto or something, because that's not normal behavior. Get a Twitter, get an Instagram. Even like Gen Z even considers like Instagram old. How wild is that? Like TikTok is really the Gen Z app. They don't do anything else. They just make TikToks all day. Just twerking. All of them are just twerking. Even teenage boys. They're just twerking. So TikTok is where it's at for Gen Z people. I try to connect. Like I have a TikTok and I try to connect with the younger generation, and it's just a huge fail, you know? I'll go and I'll try to make videos about like high school. Be like, hey, do you remember in high school, back when you could actually remember what happened in high school? Well, that's crazy, right? I don't fucking remember shit. And it wasn't even that long ago. My brain just doesn't work very well these days. I haven't done enough math problems. I don't even know what other things like Gen Z uses. Snapchat? No, Snapchat is like, I don't think people really use Snapchat anymore either. Snapchat used to be the premier app for sending dick pics, for sending pictures of your balls, your gooch, your elbow, if you were into that. Now it's not a thing. Snapchat was big in college when I was in college, like 5 years ago. It's so crazy how these apps like just, they could be the biggest thing all of a sudden and then just fade away. I was looking at like the Forbes richest list, like the billionaires list, and Mark Zuckerberg is like number 4 or some shit. How? No one uses Facebook to do shit. Like, no one is consistently on Facebook. You just check it to see if you got any messages. It's basically like the new AOL Messenger. I know of any Gen Z people, they're like, what the fuck is AOL? AOL was a chat like software that we all used to use back in elementary school, all millennials. We used to use AOL to try to flirt with our sixth grade crush. It was where we spent most of our time, especially if you were a cool kid. Back when I was growing up, like when I was like 4, email was a new thing. Like sending email was like, oh, dude, you're so high tech. You're sending emails, bro? Who are you, Steve Jobs? You send an email from like a Hotmail and like attach an image. People would be like, dude, are you half a robot? How do you even understand? Now fucking elementary school kids are programming like, they're like programming apps. Like iPhone apps. Like they're supposed to be playing outside with like sticks and they're just programming iPhone apps, making TikToks, twerking. So yeah, I don't know how Mark Zuckerberg has that much money. I also don't understand, like, with TikTok, dude. Well, actually, this is just like a cultural thing, but everybody is like, every girl now has a fat ass. How did that happen? Suddenly every girl has a fat ass? Every type of girl, dude. It used to only be black girls, and then it got cool in like around 2010, and now every girl has a fat ass. How the fuck did that happen? When I remember the early 2000s and 90s, dude, where if you had a fat ass, people would laugh at you. People would be like, "Ha ha, you look ridiculous." White girls would try to get the flattest asses as possible. They would want that shit like a piece of, you know, inkjet paper, printer paper, just as flat as possible. It's like a slice of cheddar cheese. You look back at any like 90s movies, dude, all the hot girls in them, they no ass whatsoever. No ass. Their jeans are like, they're like loose around the ass area, and now everyone has an ass. How did the body types just change? I don't think you can like just grow an ass either. I feel like that shit is just natural. Like I've never seen a girl who has no ass suddenly get an ass unless she gets implants. Like you can do as many squats as you want. It's just not helping, dude. Cause it's like fat. It has to deal with like the way your body stores fat. Like some people are fatter in their ass and thighs, and some people are fatter in their stomach. It's crazy, dude. Times are changing, man. Why do I feel so fucking old? I'm not even 30 yet, and it's like Gen Z is just, they're so different, you know? I feel like they're so different. I don't want to shit on Gen Z either, just because shitting on the younger generation is such a cliche thing. Back how we did it, baby, baby, baby. Hey, you get young kids don't understand how it's done. Back when I did it, baby, baby. Back when I did it, baby, 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 baby. Shut up. Your generation sucks. That's like the boomers, dude. Boomers would never shut the fuck about millennials. Oh, back when I did. Well, back in your day, you destroyed the planet, caused a lot of wars, and then also caused like countless financial bubbles. So maybe you guys didn't do it very good. Well, why don't you follow in my example? Dude, your example sucks. And I feel like Gen Z is going to feel the same way about millennials, you know? Which is fine. Every generation does their own thing, has their own vibe. And the older generation is just never going to understand. That's just how shit works. That is just how generations work, man. What are you going to do? Just try to like... I also hate people who try to like fit in too. With like a younger generation. That shit's even cringier. You know, they make a reference to like I remember like older people would try to make references to like Snapchat, and it's like, dude, you're 57. Your understanding of Snapchat is like a purely intellectual thing. It's like you don't know what Snapchat is, but instead of saying like, oh, I sent Like a comedian would be like, an old comedian would be like, oh, instead of saying like, I sent my friend a picture, they'd be like, yeah, I Snapchatted my friend a picture. It's like, okay, all right. You don't know. You don't know what that means. You don't know what you just said, buddy. Yeah, that show would be annoying, dude. Boomers just saying, like, oh, millennials just, you guys just don't want to work and get a real job. And it's like, dude, you have to fucking retire for us to, like, get the jobs. Like, you realize, like, the way people move up in their career is, like, the people at the top leave, and then that makes room for everyone else to move up. But people, like, people are refusing to retire, and people are living longer, and it's just taking longer for, like, everyone to move up, and that's why every millennial is, like, working like, a wage job. Like, we're all waiters, dude, and it's because, like, no one from, like, in the boomers retired. You know, they're all, like, senior VPs, and they're going to stay that way until they're 77, and then they're going to die, and then, you know, then millennials are going to have about 10 years before we die to actually make some fucking money. I swear to God, dude, it's like, it's fucking crazy how many times, like, old people are just, they just won't leave. It's like, dude, get on with your life and, like, retire. Like, actors, bro. Actors, fighters, you know how many, like, how much, like, entertainment is using old people? And it's not only because, like, old people won't retire. It's also because, like, people, I feel like businesses are so much more scared to fail that they just always use things that are, like, tried and true. And they stop taking chances on, like, new talent. You know, like here's an example. Mike Tyson is fighting Roy Jones Jr., two of the greatest boxers who ever lived, but they're both 50. What are you guys doing? What are you doing? You can't get, you can't promote Ryan Garcia enough. I mean, seriously, why is that fight even happening? They should just be relaxing in their mansions, but they're both fighting, dude. Tito Ortiz versus Chuck Liddell, they're both fucking old. They did that fight like a couple of years ago. It's like, that should have never happened. You know, the Irishman, dude, Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, great actors, but bro, like, I think in the beginning they're supposed to be playing like 30-year-olds. They looked like 60 at their youngest point in the movie. It's like, bro, like, can we get some new talent to play those guys? I'm sure there's some great young actors that came out of Tisch that could have played that shit. But no, they're just using the same fucking old people over and over again. They're still using Will Smith to portray the cool young fella. He's 52. And even though he is cool, he ain't young. Just retire, guys. Or just take a chance and do something new. You know, us millennials are stuck here, like, making our own podcast. And it's like, well, you subscribe to mine and I'll subscribe to yours, I guess. I don't know. No one's taking a chance on us. Okay, I sound like a whiny bitch right now, but what I'm saying isn't not true. Like, these are all facts, man. These are all facts. But hey, that's what life is. You can't expect people to give you shit. You just can't expect it. I feel like that's a good rule for life, you know? Like, you can't really expect anything from anyone, and you shouldn't. No one really owes you anything. Like, you can be grateful, right? And you can ask for help, but to expect it is like, no, you can't do that because you're always going to be disappointed. Well, that was all shit that I didn't even plan to talk about, but it just came out. It just came out like verbal diarrhea. I'm sorry. I just sharted verbally on this podcast. Oh, no. Okay, here's something that I actually did want to talk about, which is I was watching this basketball video of this basketball player who plays basketball with a guy in a wheelchair. They play a game of wheelchair basketball. So, you know, the guy making the video, he's not disabled, but he was like, yeah, I'll sit down with you and shoot a couple of hoops. And the basketball player, he's like, he talks about the wheelchair guy, and he's like, man, his energy is amazing. And even though he was given, like, he wasn't given a full deck of cards in life, he's making the most out of it. And he kept saying, like, he's got amazing energy. He's just so inspirational. That really fucking bothers me. Because everyone says that shit around disabled people. Anytime someone meets a disabled person, you know what they say about them? They're always like, their energy is amazing. They're so great. They're just like, they're so inspirational. Every time. So cliche, dude. Because think about the pressure that puts on disabled people, right? Now if you're a disabled person, you're missing an arm or some shit, everyone's talking about you like you're this amazing guy. It puts pressure on you to just be this positive person. You know? Like, you have to be a role model now. And it's like, if you're a disabled person, it's like, well, can I just say life sucks? Is that not an option for me anymore? Can I not complain? You know? Listen, I got one arm. This shit blows. This shit sucks, okay? I lost my dominant arm because a chimpanzee tore it off. And I'm not naturally a lefty, but now I have to right lefty and jerk off lefty, and it's just taking me twice as long to bust a nut, and I really don't like that, okay? It sucks, and life sucks. And yeah, I mean, blow me. I don't care. I got one arm. You can't do that if you only got one arm. You have to be like, listen, even though I only have one arm, I have twice the heart. All right? I try to not let it stop me, and I just try to let. You have to be that guy. Disabled people are just normal people, dude. And normal people are whiny bitches. But disabled people can't, because we took away that right. People with two arms took that away from one-armed people. You have to be an inspiration. Just let them complain, man. So the next time I meet a disabled person, man, what I'm going to say about them? I'm going to be like, you know what? They were a whiny bitch. They just kept talking about how they were missing an arm. And then the expectations will lower, and they can just be themselves. That shit sucks, dude. You're already missing an arm, and now you have to have a positive attitude. What could be more exhausting? Could you imagine putting on a jacket with one arm? How like, God. Because you stick your arm through, like, one of the things, and then, like, to get on the other side, you have to, like, fling it. And then, like, zipping it up. Bro, just, it's fucking crazy, dude. They do adapt, though. Like, bro, I saw this video of, like, a ping pong player. He had no arms. Two legs, no arms. He put the ping pong paddle in his mouth. And he was playing ping pong with his head. And he just used his fucking head to smack the ball with a paddle. And he was really fucking good. I don't know how he's not getting, like, whiplash or, like, concussions. Because he was fucking slamming that ball with that paddle. And he was moving that neck. His neck is probably the strongest neck on planet Earth. He could probably outlift a strong man with that fucking neck. So they do adapt, but I'm just saying, man, let them complain. Let them complain a little bit. I saw the dumbest tweet the other day. Let me pull it up. I think I should, like, start making that a segment. The dumbest tweets I see all week. Okay, here's the tweet. This is a tweet. It's by someone called Heather O'Neill. I probably shouldn't have said the name, but it's just public, whatever. Okay, this is a tweet, word for word. She says, if you have sex with someone knowing full well it is going to be a one-time thing, but the other person believes they are embarking on a relationship, I don't think you can really consider the sex consensual. And then she puts in parentheses, although this opinion gets me into trouble at dinner parties. So she's basically saying, if you're just fucking someone and they think they're heading in relationship territory and you're just fucking them to fuck them, that's a rape. Dude. I know Twitter's retarded, but that's next level. And if that's where society's headed, oh my God. you know, I'm starting to see why boomers hate millennials, because that shit is ridiculous. You really have nothing else to do than to start classifying, like, new terms as rape. You know, if a man doesn't pay for the first date, I don't think you can really say that sexual is consensual if you fucked him afterwards. You know, if a man... or it's not even a man thing, you know? It's not even a men versus woman thing. It's like, you know, if your partner... if they refuse to have sex with you, then that's rape. Because they are enforcing their will over your genitals. And that's just not okay. If you want to have sex with them, they have to do it. They have to. And if they don't, that's rape. The fuck are you talking about, Heather? That's insane. So casual sex is just like is a rape thing now, you know? Dude, being in, like, dating is just a process of you find out and see. You're not going to know if you're going to be in a relationship with a person until you just date them a couple of more months, right? So it's like, if you're not sure that you want to be in a relationship with a person who wants to have sex on the first date, and that's also weird. If you know you want to be in a relationship with a person, like you go on a first date with someone and you're like, I'm looking for a relationship out of this. That's like, how do you know? How do you know? That is so fucking weird. So, yeah, this It's great, though, because I'm not the only one who called her out, you know? I'm glad Twitter actually did its job and was like, everyone was just shitting on her in the comments. Just like, oh, really? So I guess everything's rape now. I guess everything's rape, Heather. She's also got this, like, short blonde haircut. She just looks like, you know, if Brooklyn was a person. I also have to say, dude, like, in terms of relationships, you shouldn't really be looking for a relationship. That's just my opinion. It's like it either happens or it doesn't happen. I feel like a lot of people, and this is especially true with women, I feel like, is like you guys are like go into a situation looking for a relationship. It's like, listen, guys are always going to be like, I don't want anything serious. That's just the truth. Unless they're like 40 and lonely or they're like secretly a serial killer. Most guys, dude. Most guys are going to be like, yeah, I'm not looking for anything serious. That's just how guys are. Okay? And women are always going to be like, listen, I, you know, they're going to lean towards, I want something. I want something real. And guys are always going to be like, I want something superficial. That's just how it is. But the thing is, it doesn't really matter. You know, that disagreement doesn't really matter because, like, if you start off with fuck buddies with someone, if it goes in relationship territory, like if you guys are right for each other, it's going to become a relationship, whether the guy's looking for it or not. It just happens, you know? And if he really doesn't want it, then he'll break it off. But like, if it really works, like if it really truly works, it's going to turn into a relationship because there's no reason not to, you know? You guys are fucking. If you get along, if you guys agree on like how much time should be spent on the relationship, if your schedules match up, it's just going to turn into a relationship. So you don't have to stress over, oh God, where's this going? Or, oh God, like, it's just going to happen. It just happens. Dude, fuck buddies. If it doesn't work out, if the sex is bad, if you guys actually don't get along, it just ends, dude. It ends after a couple of times. So I feel like that's just something that people always freak out over, you know? Just always. So that was the dumbest tweet. Yeah, it was by some lady called Heather O'Neill, who's a white lady. I gotta be honest, dude. I'm fucking scared of white women. They freak me out. White women freak me out. I feel like they're always ready to go. Like they're always ready to fucking, you know, argue or like throw down verbally or some shit. They freak me out, dude. My rule of thumb is like anytime I'm around a white woman and she like gets it, she's like, I just apologize. they don't even have to be angry. I just apologize, you know? They could be like, hey, Alvin, how's your day? I'm just like, I'm sorry. Listen, that's my bad. It was totally my fault, and I promise it'll never happen again. They'll be like, I'm just asking you how your day was. Listen, I told you I'm sorry, and, you know, can I buy you a cookie or something? I'm just as an apology. They just freak me out. Instead of apologizing for no reason. I've done that. I swear to God. I'll apologize to a white woman so quick. Just like, please, leave me alone. I want nothing to do with this. I'm sorry. It's a combination. My communication with a white woman is a combination of apologies and compliments. Hey. Nice jacket. I'm sorry. I'm totally sorry for that. I apologize for just being me. But listen, you're great. I'm not even talking about dating. I'm just talking about in general. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. My friend was talking about how he did VR porn. He did like virtual reality porn, and he said it was fucking incredible. It was an incredible experience. And he was saying how like it could actually help society. Because he was like, yeah, I mean, it might stop rapists because you can just put on the VR headset and just get blown. Which is, you know, the fact that his mind went through that area, that's kind of weird. His name is Nick Alex, by the way. He has a podcast called That's a Shame. You should go check it out. It's pretty funny. Not as good as this one, though, but pretty good. Pretty good for him, you know. I think VR porn could help society just because, you know, with school shooters. Like, school shooters aren't getting any. Like, yeah, they could put on the headset and then, you know, get a fleshlight and they have the whole setup. It's basically like fucking someone for real. So, maybe it could stop school shootings. I also think, like, here's an interesting question. And this is going to get a little dicey. But it is something that popped into my head and I want to talk about it. It's like, listen, if you have VR porn and it's not a real person. It's like maybe it's like a 3D VR porn, right? Is it better? Okay, I'm so hesitant to say this, but is it better if, like, say you're a pedophile, right? Like, should you grant pedophiles access to, like, child VR porn? Because, listen, here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing. Child porn already exists in, like, hentai. It's, like, animated. Like, there's, like, animated child porn, which is fucking weird, dude. Like, but that's the thing. So, like, with the VR porn is, like, is that a good thing? The fact that, like, pedophiles get it out of their system, or does it just encourage them? Does it just make them, like, more wound up? Actually, this isn't as bad as I thought. I'm just speaking facts here, all right? I'm just speaking facts. I'm just posing the question. Because if you totally shut it down and be like, no, you can't have any of that, like, wouldn't that make it worse for them? Like, should they have some sort of outlet so they don't just grab a kid? What's the right move here? What is the right move? I mean, dealing with pedophiles is like, you know. And I don't know if pedophiles is like, is pedophilia like a sexual orientation? Like, you're only attracted to kids? Like, you can't even get it hard with, like, adults? This is going off the rails, dude. I kind of regretting that I brought this up. This is such a dicey topic. I'm not saying anything. I'm adding no commentary, okay? I'm not putting my own input here because I don't have any. I'm just posing the question. But, yeah, I think that's going to be a good time to stop talking. I feel like if I keep talking, I'm going to I'm going to start saying other shit that doesn't even, like... Like, listen, did the Holocaust happen? Did it actually happen? No, I'm just posing the question, dude. Listen, is fascism really the worst thing in the world? Is it really? I'm just posing the question. Yeah, I'm going to stop talking. You guys are great, though. This has been another episode of the Unpolished Podcast. Remember to leave me a review on Apple Podcast. You guys, write to me, too. I have the email in the podcast description. And you guys have a good one. Peace.